What are you asking about Michael Neely asked, what about the girl? I'm not sure what you're asking about. I missed that. Matt Jones, first I need to repeat the questions to read them into here, because as I was editing last night, I realized I'm not doing that enough. So I have to read the questions, repeat them. And also what I'm going to do is I can't do this yet. I'm talking about editing for the show. When I get internet here at home, I will pull these questions, screenshot them, and then put them on the podcast. I can read the questions. So that would be really easy. Not a lot of editing. Already going through and just getting out the gaps, the talk gaps. Like if I read, you know, there's a small gap in there, I'll cut that out in the final edits. So I'm doing a little bit of editing on this one, just to make it flow better, because it's a single person. If it was multiple person, I would leave the gaps and all that shit in there. But this, since I do take a little break and think and talk or read, that I'm cutting out these gaps. Leaving the coffee swigs in there, though. I know you don't use, this is from Matt Jones. I know you don't use electronics, but do you know how fast you paddle in miles per hour when you're loaded down? Do you offset your paddles in windy conditions? Yeah, I do offset. Don't know how fast I'm paddling. I can just kind of guess, 2 to 3 miles an hour. One, if we got a current against me. And timing-wise, I kind of know from when I'm getting my timing down, how fast I paddled. Do I offset my paddles in windy conditions? Yes, because I do not use rudders, I actually slide my paddle over a slight little bit. Depends on how windy it is, right? If it's super windy, basically facing into wind. If not, if it's a little bit of breeze kicking on my back end of my boat and it's kind of wind cocking my stern around, I will cinch my paddle over an inch that way. So what that does was give me a little bit longer on this side, but I'm still able to keep my, and a little bit shorter on this side, a little bit longer on this side, but it's still able to keep my cadence without doing a lot of this. Two paddles to one paddle on one side. So it's able to keep my equal cadence on each side, but it's a little bit longer sometimes. Oh, God, I don't know if I explained that. When I'm on the water, I'll do that. I want to do a paddle, show paddle techniques while I'm on the water. I think next time I do that, I want to do that. Next time I get on the water and I have signal, I'll do that. Okay, in slack conditions, I paddle around 3 miles an hour in current. Yep. I'm guessing, I don't know about 3.5. 3.5 is pretty goddamn fast. That's sprinting. 3.5 miles an hour is sprinting. I usually play it safe and say 2 miles an hour, right? That's kind of the average of a paddling sit on top kayak. If you're on a sitting side, you're fucking going twice as fast. Those things are just twice as fast as our boats. They just are. Pedal drives, you're usually up to 4 miles an hour. I think typically, right? If you get your regular cadence and strong, I think pedal drives can usually go about 4 miles an hour. But yeah, we're a little bit slower and sit on top. So I'm wondering if ocean kayaks were any faster in wilderness. Let's say a comparison between speedboats on those two brands, right? Okay, so here's the question, Matt Jones. I was wondering if ocean kayaks were any faster than wilderness, but were about the same. I think they're about the same. Here's my comparison. Let's take a Trident 15 to the Tarpon 16. The Tarpon 16 is a foot longer, so that's automatically going to give you a little bit more tracking. The Tarpons are rounded bottoms. They have more of a rounded than hulls, a little bit more like sitting sides. Ocean kayaks, we have a little bit more stability to them. So going against my own brand, but truthfully, the Tridents or the Tarpons, the Wilderness Tarpons, are probably going to be a slight bit faster than the Trident series because of their rounded hulls. The chimes are really soft. They got more of a rounded hull to them. But the Tridents are going to be 100% more stable. We have flat spots with hard chimes on the edges of them. I'm also we have a better standing platform because most of the tarpons have the hatch that's right in the center, so you can't really stand up with your feet against your seat, your heels against your seat. So if we're talking about speed wise, I would go with I would say the tarpons are the faster of all the sit on top paddling boats, but the Tridents are a little bit more functional with the stability and loading capacity. The Tridents are more weight capacity. We sit up a little bit higher. We are a little bit more wider, but yeah. So kind of, you know, being truthful. You know, I work at a kayak shop, so I have to be truthful about the brands. I'm gonna be an Trident Ocean kayak. So. But yeah, I think they're a little bit faster. I do believe. Shit. See, all this stuff I'll cut out. As I'm looking into the camera. 2.23. Yeah, Matt's statement was he saw me standing in the Trident 11 in the river. It looked pretty balanced. The Trident series are really balanced. And when we were reissuing those and re-kind of forming, they asked me, in my opinion, I was part of the redesign council on that. They asked me if they wanted to change the hulls on them. I said, no, leave that hull the way it is. The Ultra hulls paddle faster. Those are fast as shit. Those hulls are better. Those hulls are faster, not as stable, but they're faster, more of a cut nose, but the inside then doesn't have as much space. So when they were asking me, should we make them a little bit more like the Ultras, I said, no, leave this one the way it is because it is, it's the Trident hull design is a great overall design, right? So you have paddling proficiency, you have balance, and you also have the speed in there too. It's a really great blend of all three of those. That's that. God, I forgot, I lost where I was going. God damn. It's the paddler sometimes, not as the boat. Yeah. If your paddle technique is solid, you're always going to be paddling better. Absolutely, Kevin Fonda. All right, I think I'm gonna wrap it up. How long have I been on? See, yeah, 20 minutes. See, these are good. Actually, what I was gonna do with these was put them into two, you know, put two together. These 20 minute ones are fine. And I'll do the, you know, I'm pretty happy with where this podcast is going. I'm pretty happy how this is going and how it works. And holy shit, there's a big question on there. I swear it's getting fucking dark. Does your ocean kayak leak all on the inside? Water inside. No, what we discovered at when I was working at Appomattox last year, when those first tarpons came out, the center hatch, the screw holes were not welded in. That seemed like all the hatches were not welded in and water was leaking through those. They fixed that since then. That was like the first run of them, and then they put the wells around the screws, so now they're solid. They're solid in there. But no, ocean kayaks, then we don't have a lot of stuff that's real low. It was really, I think that's a center hatch that is real low on the cockpit itself. We don't have a lot of that on the cockpit. The hatches sit up really high. The only time I get water in the boat is because I'm using an old hatch which isn't super secure in the center, and when my boat fills up, that's getting filled up. So when I land in the surf, when I got hit with some, you know, got into some white water and got my boat filled up, that was the only issue. And that's my fault because I don't have I have the old hatch put on where the new hatch is, and the old hatch isn't as secure as that, so that's gonna happen. Yeah, Matt, thanks for the questions, man. Without these questions, this podcast is going to be short and boring, just me sitting here cussing in the morning drinking coffee. So these questions are the shit. These questions are what make the podcast, you know? So y'all keep that shit up, man. I love you guys for that shit. This shit doesn't happen without you guys. You know, if this becomes me sitting there talking to myself, I can do that by myself. So this is all about this interaction between you guys. And thank you for the questions, man. Thank you. Keep this shit going. I'm going to record an intro. I'm going to turn this off and then I'm going to record an intro. Thank you, Matt. I turned this off and record this intro I wrote yesterday to put on before I do my work today. So I'm gonna get to work. All right, guys. Hope you guys have a fucking awesome day. Coffee and Custom Podcast. Coffee and Custom Kayak Cabin Podcast. Have a fucking awesome Thursday. I'll try to talk to you guys this weekend. Cool.